Marjorie.
Hello,
Hello.
This is Will from Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the state of Texas. This is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Roland Gutierrez.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon?
Is that Jasmine Crockett?
Jasmine Simon.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins?
Favorable. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Not favorable.
Okay. What about Victoria Criado?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you have to choose? Thank
Ginsburg.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is most important to you? Guns, local control, voting rights, abortion, or education?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to have to go with abortion rights right now.
Okay. Which one is the second most important? Gun, local control, voting rights, or education?
Probably guns.
Guns. Okay, thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
One with the best chance of beating him.
Okay, thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. That definitely makes you want to vote for her, probably vote, or it doesn't impact your opinion?
It doesn't impact my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't make no impact in your opinion.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't make no impact.
Park City?
Yes, Park City.
It doesn't make any impact.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely, probably, or it does not make an impact.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or it does not make an impact.
It does not make any difference, and she's sounding less and less like somebody I vote for.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't make no impact.
It does, but you know what you're telling me is a lot of mixed messages about who she is. So I'm more confused than I am convinced that I would have anything to do with her.
Okay, no problem. So
which
you'd
I know
rather
you
mark
don't make questions, but
I understand. Would you like me to mark all of them as it doesn't make an impact?
Doesn't make an impact.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HB 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Definitely vote, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, if Democrats are going to stand up against extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
thank
we
you.
Now have people voting to strip women of their rights, so it's a different election.
Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. How long is this going on for?
We are almost done. We are at 85%. We have 15% left. Okay, after hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for if Democratic primary were to take place today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for in a small statement?
They should fight for women's rights to control their own body.
Okay. Anything else?
Obviously, things that will never happen in Texas, like significant gun control, local control, no vouchers, a lot. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school? 11th grade, 12th grade, 12 plus, college graduate, graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you consider yourself to be Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Where is that political?